Hi, I'm Erica Farber, President and CEO of VREB, and welcome to Radio on Main Street, the podcast all about radio. In April, we attended the annual NAB show in Las Vegas, and during that five-day period, we had the opportunity to sit down and talk with broadcast executives and thought leaders about their focus and plans for the year. Once again, big thanks to ENCO and Benstown for allowing us to record Radio on Main Street live in their exhibit booth every day of the convention. In our 13th episode of this continuing series, we hear the conversation I had with the CEO and president of Neuhoff Media, Mike Hulvey. With 20 radio stations serving consumers from Illinois into Indiana, Mike is the first non-Neuhoff family member to serve as the chief executive of the company in its 68 years of broadcasting.
So, Mike, here we are at the NAB. When you were planning to come to the NAB, what was your focus? What were you most looking forward to seeing here?
Well, from an overall perspective, what we did on Monday morning was the number one thing that I was looking forward to coming to do. And that was engage with the next generation of broadcasters and the students. Last year, we, thanks to your leadership, had an amazing panel discussion with, 120 some odd students. We've learned we had over 175 that participated in the program, but we further learned that on top of that, there's probably another 200 or 300 students that are here in some capacity outside the program that we're all participating
in. Fantastic.
And honestly, that's it. Now, I love meeting with vendors. We've had some good vendor meetings. I'm looking forward to spending a little time on the floor and learning new things. It's always exciting to see. But honestly, it was the kids.
We're always talking about recruitment, and we had a room full of young people who are very interested in our industry. So you're right. It's really exciting. So let's talk about Neuhoff a little bit.
Sure.
How's the year started?
Year is very similar to last year in a lot of ways. We have some really exciting momentum in the digital space in our company. We have some special projects that last year we worked on with a group that we call Neuhoff One. So it's our digital services line. Mm-hmm. We are blessed with some very talented individuals in our company. Who are working in that Neuhoff One digital services space, but we have two separate groups. One is creating websites and graphic design and things of that nature that you might think in that space. The other side of that are coming up with ways for us to engage in a different conversation with different, I wouldn't say advertisers as much as partners. And our partners have been in particular, FQHCs, which are federally qualified health centers, which is a way that federal dollars and state dollars flow into communities in which we're able to connect storytelling, we're able to connect educational assets and opportunities into the communities through the radio station. But we're doing things with digital, and we're doing things with audio, and it's a whole new line of business, and now we're exploring beyond some work we've done in the medical space, in the mental health space, and we're also looking at some other ideas too. So not standing still, but it's all derived because we've got very talented individuals who think differently, think mm-hmm. bigger.
Right. The theme this year of this conference is transformation, and it's the 100-year anniversary of broadcasting and media in general. You're doing so many things, but is there something that you're most proud of as an innovation, if you will, at Neuhoff?
Well, we have four core values in our company: grit, community, excellence, and innovation. And again, you go back to our former president and CEO, Beth Neuhoff, and this is just part of her DNA. It makes Beth very, very special to this very day. But we embrace our innovation. And again, I'll go back to the Neuhoff One concept of these digital service lines. The other thing too is just we're beginning to scratch the surface of what AI may mean, to our company, to our clients, to our communities.
Let's talk about that a little bit. I want to interrupt because every day we're reading and hearing so much about AI, and a lot of people are very fearful of AI, if you will, thinking, oh, my job's going to be eliminated and what's going to happen and we don't need on-air talent. But that really couldn't be farther from the truth. So how are you approaching and thinking about AI within your organization?
Well, you know, again, we're at the very beginning of understanding what it can do, but it's the questions that we're asking ourselves as it relates to AI. And that is, well, case in point, I had a conversation with one of our operations managers just a couple of weeks ago, and he expressed concern about AI for the first pass reason. Oh, we're going to eliminate jobs, we're going to have computers on the air, and it's like, no, that's not the case. And if you have brand equity, if you will, as a talent in a marketplace, if you have connections into the community, a computer can't replace that.
Right.
And I look at, and we learned a definition actually earlier today, that it should not be called artificial intelligence. It should be called additional intelligence. And you know what?
That was a real light bulb moment for me.
I got out my little, my little pad of paper, and
I saw you do that.
Write it down, because I think that is absolutely true. So one of the things that we talk about is in the leadership team in Neuhoff is, how do we get the most work done in the fewest steps? Which is efficiency of time. We should all be thinking about that. And I'm excited to see what AI can do in terms of bringing additional tools to the table for that.
Well, it's certainly not dull times. It is exciting times. You know, you mentioned the federally funded programs. As you know, at the REB, we've been very focused on category information, and every month we'll take a different business category to help arm our sellers with as much information as possible to service those clients within that category. When you look at your business within your organization, are there any specific business categories that you see are growing? And conversely, are there any categories that you've said, wow, we didn't expect that, but it's getting smaller?
Well, automotive is still a concern. And in our markets, and we're in Illinois and Indiana, right in the middle of the state, both states, we have seen a reduction, as a lot of people have. But it hasn't been complete. We have had certain markets where our automotive partners remained aggressive through the pandemic. And again, it's the old idea that just keep advertising through the downtimes, because it's going to gain market share as we move forward. And we have some partners that absolutely believe that.
Keep the name out there.
But as a category overall, as a company, we've seen that slide back. We still see recruitment as a very robust category. And we've had some very interesting success stories along the way. And I'll go back to one of the areas that we serve is right on the Illinois-Indiana state line. And we have a German auto manufacturing company that has multiple divisions, but they chose to build multiple plants serving multiple lines of their manufacturing line in our communities. And they have been very aggressive in their recruiting, using multiple tools from broadcast and digital. And that's now been going on for 2 years, almost 3 years.
Wow.
And they continue to stay committed to us. We can stay committed to them. And we're not taking anything for granted. The programs that we're offering are working. And so we're seeing those things continue. Mm-hmm. Medical is certainly a category that has changed a lot, but is growing in many ways.
Right.
As we all get older. Shock.
Speak for yourself.
I know. You are always 28 years old,
yeah,
Erica.
Right.
I love it. But medical services is this generation moves in, and we are seeing that in terms of the business in our company as well.
So just to further dive into medical, it's such a broad category.
Yep.
Are there specific areas within medical that you're seeing real growth in?
Well, we've seen some transformation, and some of it's not good. So as I have shared with you before, two of our local hospitals stopped delivering babies last 6 to 8 weeks.
That's just unbelievable to me.
It has to do with the availability of physicians. It has to do with managing margins of large medical centers and making decisions on what they can or cannot do or support. But to me, it just goes, I shake my head. And in one of our markets, it's our smallest market, for the first time in 140 years, a woman cannot deliver a baby in an OB environment for the first time in a community of 80,000 people in terms of a countywide population. And you think about that. So you think, okay, now how does the radio station get involved in that? I mean, what is the role of the broadcaster in that environment? And you think about what that means to a community.
Right.
You think about what that means from an economic development perspective. So you are trying to recruit employers to come, or you have employers who are making decisions about what to invest in or what not to invest in a certain area, and you look at that one very, very important aspect. Oh, a mother cannot deliver a child in that market. So how does the station get involved in the community? And we've tried to be in a leading role in that, in dialogue, and also looking at solutions and how we can build some partnerships in a community. And this is not talking about radio commercial here, but it's talking about something even more important, and that is the life of a community. So I'm happy to report that, you know, we're working on solutions together in that particular marketplace, but that's a change. The good side is, you know, we are seeing more advertising flow in various things, whether it's, you know, in senior care or it's heart-related issues and some advances in cancer treatments, and those are being brought to the market. But it's interesting, and it certainly is changing.
Well, but as you say, I mean, that is local broadcasting in its truest form. You know, you guys are so connected with the community. So in the last year, you've been with Neuhoff for quite a while, and now you're taking the top seat as the CEO. What is the biggest challenge that you face in your position?
That's a good question, because every day there always seems to be a little something. But you start from a position of strength and knowing that you have a great team. The Neuhoff family has been in the local broadcasting business since 1955. So when Roger Neuhoff started our company.
Right. It's quite a legacy.
Yeah, 67 years, almost 68 years ago, and we continue to move forward. And the things that were important to Roger Neuhoff, the things that were important to Jeff Neuhoff, the things that were important to Beth Neuhoff, and the other piece to this, which I understand, I am the first non-Neuhoff family member to serve as the president of the Neuhoff company.
Wow.
In 67, 68 years, or I guess the answer is ever. And I take that very, very seriously.
It's quite a responsibility.
It is. And I've been, you know, a part of their broadcast family for many, many years. Very proud of that. But it is something that we take seriously. But, you know, it's people, it's communities, it's some of the things we've talked about. It's embracing changing technologies and where should we be positioned and the things that we're doing and constantly looking at continuous improvement for all of us, knowing we fall down every day and we get ourselves back up and keep going forward.
You guys do amazing work. In your opinion, what should our industry be doing to remain not just relevant, but to stay ahead of the curve?
I think there's a challenge internally with the dialogue. Let's start with that.
What do you mean by that?
We do, and again, I'll go back to some community initiatives in the Neuhoff company. We do a lot of work on getting the communities to think differently about themselves. It's that self-talk. It's that self-thought. It's, oh, we're 100 years old. You know, you hear radio is dying, and we have the challenges with distribution issues that the industry is taking very, very seriously. And you think about it, we're losing ground. And I would say we're not. The reality is that things change, right?
Everything.
Everything changes. It's constantly changing. But I think we have to start internally and say, wait a second. We don't need to think in a defeatist attitude. And I know I have a positive attitude and I talk about that a lot, but it's so true. But if we are constantly saying the sky is falling, we are less than, we are not what we used to be, and we accept that.
Right.
And we accept that. And there's a key. As an industry, I think we need to stop that. I mean, and not that we stick our head in the ground and we live in panacea and we walk around with rose-colored glasses. I get that. We have to be realists. But it does start with our own self and our own self-talk and what we project and the things that we do. We have an amazing story. Just hang out with Pierre Bouvard for about 15 minutes and his little portable slideshow, and you can't help but get excited.
No, you're right. And there's, it doesn't matter the size of the market or the area of the country. There are amazing success stories every single day.
As I am fond of saying, you know, we are in the business of selling hamburgers. And the backstory of that little saying was my best friend who owned and operated a large number of McDonald's restaurants. An amazing guy, great guy. Big supporter of radio, bought a lot of radio in his day. That's why he's my friend. I'm only kidding. But just an amazing
guy. It helped. It
did
help. The friendship.
It did. Well, we sold a lot of hamburgers for him. That's what enhanced the relationship. But one of the things that, you know, we talk about is we do sell hamburgers, meaning we have to be effective for our advertisers, right?
Right?
We have to find ways to move product and services. We have to find ways to continuously move communities forward. So to your original question, we do embrace, and we have to acknowledge and continue to embrace, yes, that we do a very good job. The reach and frequency, the reach of radio, broadcast radio, is incredible, right? The way we enhance and we embrace the digital technologies and the way we move communities forward on the event site, other people don't have that. You know, and we're free. We're accessible to everybody. The definition of radio has changed. Your little cute little flip phone there is a radio as much as a tabletop set or a dashboard.
No question.
You know, or, you know, a receiver in the dashboard. And whatever else it is, you know, earlier today when we were talking to the kids, we were talking about radio, and I held up an iPhone. So, you know, I said, what's this? It's an iPhone. It's also a radio receiver. You know, what was it 10 years ago? Answer, nothing, because it didn't exist.
Right.
So maybe it was more like 12 years ago. But 10 years from now...
But that model didn't exist, I guarantee you.
No, absolutely. But what will it be? How will our stories, as Tony Coles likes to say, we're in the storytelling business, all of it, whether it's advertising or moving communities, I mean, whatever. We will still do that. How it flows and how it connects and how it's consumed will change, right? I mean, I remember my grandmother who, when I told her I wanted to be in the radio business, and she listened to the same radio station, you know, for years. On her little tabletop radio, there was a show called Problems in Solutions that aired, I think, every morning at 10. And she never missed it. She did not consume television. My late grandmother, a wonderful lady, Florence Wilson, she never consumed television, but she never missed that radio. And I remember when I said, Grandma, I'm going to get into radio. And then she basically made the comment, I will have made it when I come out of that box on that radio station.
Aww.
And if I could host that show, that would be great. Well, that never happened, but I can tell you she was proud of Mike. And but that was the definition of radio when it was an appliance.
Correct.
It was a device, and now it's so much more.
You know, you remind me. I remember early in my career when program directors would say, oh, how many times are we going to play this song? And our program director reminded us, just when we internally get sick of that song, the audience says, hey, did you hear that new song on the radio? And we almost don't even practice what we preach from a frequency standpoint. You know, we have this great messaging, but we need to keep repeating it and repeating it and repeating it. And with meaning.
Right. And we all have to work together. That's another thing, I think, from an industry perspective, you know, And you do such a great job of collaborating across our industry.
Thank you.
And we have great partnerships. And I'm speaking now as an RAB board member, but I also serve on the NAB board, and I see how we all work together as state associations.
Correct.
The RAB, the NAB, and we're all working for the same thing.
Yes.
And we work so much better against the challenges that we all recognize that are there, but when we are working together. So I appreciate your leadership in that, because...
Wow. That's, it takes a village.
It does take a village.
So, Mike, if you could just complete this sentence, radio matters because?
Radio matters because we change communities. We affect lives. I see it every day. I've lived it. I know it to be true.
And radio works because?
Radio works for the very same reasons we connect with our audience. It's an emotional attachment. It's not passive. It's active. That's why radio matters.
Well, we so appreciate you allowing us to grab you off the floor. I saw you on the way, and so we got to grab
Mike Newhoff. Hey, you just saved me like $75,000. You know, I may have gone over and bought something.
Well, go over and buy something. So thank you so much for joining us, and have a great rest of the NAB.
Thank you, Erica.
Grit, community, excellence, and innovation are the four core values of Newhoff Media, which guides the entire team in everything that they do. As Mike reminds us, broadcasting changes communities and affects lives.
If you'd like to learn more about radio and its many benefits, we invite you to visit us at rab.com, or you can email us directly at askrab@rab.com. Until next time, it's Radio on Main Street.